I actually did not personally watch Mike Neal, but the report from Pepper Burris is everything went fine today. I went through all the, you know, the exercises and the things that they had set up for him. So that's good news, and we'll see how Mike is in the morning. But he has to just progress through these segments of training regimens that we have. So he's off to a good start.
Did he just do individual stuff today,
Mike? Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. Took some limited reps, but I really haven't even had a chance to talk to Pepper. I mean, this is really coming from Jason, so I'll go to the training room from here.
When you took over, I guess, how much of an emphasis was there on improving how you guys play at home? And I guess along with that, how do you get better at playing home?
Well, you really should play at home, especially when you play in the environment that we play in at Lambeau Field. I mean, we have a great home field advantage created by our fans and just our whole stadium environment. So didn't get off to a good start my first year here in 06. But frankly, we got better as a team as we moved forward. But it's a big emphasis. Those are games you really enjoy playing in, and it's the field, the history, the fans, you're at home, your training regiments, very, very much in line. So we're very blessed to have a great environment to compete in, and we should be a good home team.
What were your impressions of Ponder in the Metrodome?
I was impressed with Christian Ponder up there in the Metrodome. The guy's a good athlete, has good arm strength, and you just look at the first throw. He runs a boot to his left and throws the ball down the boundary, our boundary, on a double move. So I thought he was composed. I thought he stood in there, versus the pressure, the ability to come out of the pocket and make plays. So I thought he improved against Carolina. He'll have 2 weeks to get ready for us. And statistically, they even improved. You look at their third down, the red zone, and some of the things they've done just since he's been in there, just for two games, they have improved as an offense, and he's a big part of it. Obviously, Adrian Peterson's is extremely productive carrying the football, and getting Percy Harvin back healthy is another focus of ours. But we've been impressed with Ponder so far.
With Jay in Chicago, Matthew in Detroit, and now the potential that Ponder shows, how good is the quarterback play in the NFC North?
Well, I think the quarterback play in the NFC North has been good for some time, and now you have these younger players that are coming on. So we have a very tough division. These division games are always the most important, and that'll be the case here Monday night with the Vikings coming in here. But yeah, definitely, I think it is exciting to have young quarterbacks that look like they're going to be here for a while. So it's a big part of winning in the North, and once again, very competitive.
What does having Winfield back mean for their defense?
He's a playmaker. Antoine is, he's clearly one of the leaders of that defense. Makes a ton of plays for them. Defense has a great understanding of their scheme, very instinctive. So there'll be a different secondary with him back there. So I have a lot of respect for Antoine Winfield. I really admired him from afar as far as. His game. So he's tough in the run game to support, and has a very unique way of coming underneath blockers and making plays. So he's a damn good football player.
Mike, do you scale anything back at all this week, knowing how much you have coming up in the next 11 days?
Well, I think we already have. We gave the players an extra day off, so the players were technically off Monday and Wednesday, and we worked Tuesday, but we did not go on the field Tuesday. So we feel like we've prepared for this stretch we're getting ready to go on from as far as the players physically. So we'll have a normal practice week, with today being a Wednesday for us. I know it's Thursday, but that'll follow all the way through to a Monday night game, and then we'll cut back with our time on the field next week against Tampa, and then we'll do what we normally do on a Thanksgiving game. So we feel very good about the health and the freshness of our team. So we're in a normal week.
Mike, did they put any more stress on you and the players in terms of things you have to do, obligations to the media, anything like that? You know, just the.
Well, research will tell you any time you come off your schedule, it adds stress. So, you know, how much, you know, I'm sure it varies, but, you know, and stress is additive as you move through a season. So something I'm very conscientious of with scheduling, but that's part of the deal. So Monday is a different schedule. It's great being at home. You know, and then have the opportunity to follow it up with a home game in Tampa Bay. So I think it's as limited as it can possibly can be as far as adding stress to your preparation. So, but everybody goes through it. I mean, it's part of the normal flow of a National Football League season, and these are the things you spend time on in the off season, projecting your schedule, paying attention to your people, paying attention to your doctors and so forth, and continue to gather information and make sure the quality of preparation leads up to a fine performance. So that's the way we've always approached it. But, you know, you play Monday night, you're fine going in. It's really the challenge of Monday night football is the following week. I never really looked at playing on Monday night football as a challenge because you have more time to get ready. Players have more time to get their bodies ready. It's really the week after that's the challenge.
You've seen plenty of Jared Allen over the years. I guess, is he maybe playing his best ball that you've seen?
I agree with that. I think Jared Allen's clearly playing his best football. And he's had some big time years over there. So, but this stretch that he's on, the first eight games, has been very impressive. He's an excellent football player. You know, very, very technical in everything he does. Has a great motor. Marshall's had a chance to play him in a noise over there, Metrodome. And, you know, this will be a big challenge for us again. He's playing extremely well.
Is this the best your offense has worked since you've been here?
Oh, I agree with that. Statistically, this is the best we've been offensively, and it's really, you know, the stretch really from last year, probably from the Giants on, and we had some fine performances before that because with the Detroit and in New England, we played pretty good up there too. So I think we've been playing really good football over probably the last, you know, 15, 16 games on offense.
Do you know Marshall Newhouse is more ready to face Jared Allen this week than he was a few weeks ago, and how's that preparation going?
Yes, Marshall's clearly a better player today than he was a couple weeks ago just from experience. So he has an extra time to get ready for Jared Allen. He has a game under his belt. On their turf, you know, that's a challenge, and that's the experience he could draw from. So, we look for Marshall to perform well Monday night.
Mike, how would you describe where T.J. Lang is today compared to where he was at the start of the season?
T.J.'s played very well, and he's had a little bit too much, you know, up and down. If I was going to be critical, but I really like T.J.'s style of play. He brings a real physicalness, a toughness. To the left guard position. So, and he's only going to get better. But, you know, TJ's mistakes are all things that he can learn from. You know, he has too many pre-snap penalties, but he's a good young football player that's going to really improve. So he just needs to stay healthy and continue to play because he's definitely the type of player, you know, his demeanor, his approach, and his style of play is exactly what we're looking for. So I'm very happy with the progress he's making. Yes, Clay, doctors held him today. I would anticipate he'll practice tomorrow. So limited or full, we'll see how it goes.
Mike, Charles has four interceptions off rookie quarterbacks, two of them on Ponder. Do you think when you see on film, is it any examples of him just, you know, veteran savvy moves, kind of taking advantage of a rookie quarterback at all?
Well, Charles Woodson has veteran savvy moves every day. I mean, I think he had three or four picks today in practice. So he has an excellent understanding of the concepts that the offense is trying to run, does a very good job of pre-snap formation recognition, and you know his instincts and his ball skills are you know extraordinary. I mean he legitimately has big time hand-eye coordination as far as someone you're looking for to play on offense. So very instinctive football player, and I mean there's a reason why he gets all these interceptions. Very, very, very consistent with jumping routes and recognizing, you know, individual routes and concepts.